Well, more than 100 million people are expected to tune into the Super Bowl this Sunday. That would make it the 9th consecutive year with such an audience. But analysts don't expect viewership to set any records because the overall trend in NFL ratings has been down. The regular season ratings were off by 10% compared to the year before. Meanwhile, NBA ratings are up about 20% on ESPN and TNT since last season. Kevin Arnovitz is a sports writer for ESPN and joins us now. Hi, Kevin.
Thanks for having me.
And what do you think's going on here? What is the NBA doing right that the NFL is doing wrong?
You know, I don't think it's a binary thing. I don't think that the NBA is stealing viewers from the NFL. It's a really complicated landscape right now. I mean, millions of people every year are disconnecting, essentially cutting the cord. Yet live sports is still a really important event. We say the NFL is struggling. Okay, but now Fox paid $3 billion this week to broadcast Thursday Night Football for the next five seasons. That's $60 million a game. So things are relative. I think in the NFL's case, it's a little – there's not a singular factor. Obviously – sports has always been a place where Americans go for escapism, and it might be, and surveys are telling us that the controversies they're finding in the NFL, whether it's protracted arguments over patriotism or concussion in health or criminality.
It's getting too political for people.
Maybe it's too political, too topical. The NBA at the same time has done a really fun job of manufacturing the kind of reality show narratives that bring people to their screens, whichever screens they might be. Just the top players establishing new rivalries, what's going on with the Golden State Warriors the last few years. LeBron is a larger-than-life figure that is magnetic and just draws viewers in. He's more charismatic, I think, you know, than most of the stars in the NFL you can find, and just has that sort of curating. Just the feuds, it's an arena sport, it's intimate, it's character-driven. And I think a lot of that's happening. I think it's also important to note, Jeremy, we are dealing with microclimates, right? There are 30 teams, and so you have teams, regional coverage is up, my sources tell me, about 9% on this sort of nightly regional sports networks that carry NBA teams. But, you know, and they're down in Phoenix, which is struggling, but they're up in Minnesota, which is a team that's improved a lot this season. So, I mean, I do think all of this is relative, and you have to deal with the sort of microclimates. But the NFL is having some topical issues that the NBA is not.
Well, you say that there are 30 teams in the NBA, but they play 82 games a season, whereas in the NFL, you've got 32 teams that only play 16 games. The NFL averaged 15 million viewers a game during the regular season. NBA viewership is around 2 million, but again, a lot more games.
Right. And by the way, those are national numbers, too, for the NBA. I mean, the NFL does not have local broadcast, whereas the NBA does, right? Like, you see your national games. There are a few each week on ESPN, who's my employer, on Turner, on NBA TV. But the vast majority of NBA games are broadcasted on Fox Sports Northwest or Fox Sports Oklahoma. We are measuring apples and oranges when we measure professional football in this country, which, as you say, is a scarce product. Every game is playoff implications and a national holiday every Sunday and every Thursday night and every Monday night. In the NBA, which has far, in my opinion, too many games, does get a nice crowd for their big marquee events and is doing much better in those. But it is two different products.
Well, you mentioned that people may feel that the NFL is getting too political with this public fight between President Trump and the players who kneel during the national anthem. I do remember, though, that NBA players, including LeBron James, have also sparred with the president on Twitter. James called the president a bum. So that hasn't had that kind of effect?
No, I mean, it hasn't. I do think the issues brought up by Kaepernick were of much greater magnitude in terms of the public imagination. I mean, yeah, there was some sparring in the press between Steph Curry and LeBron James, right, and Donald Trump. I don't think we're talking about the anthem or even Trump versus athletes. I think it's an overall mood of escapism. Is this a product that a sports fan can go and lose him or herself for 2.5, 3, 3.5 hours, however long it is, and it's an entertainment product? Or does it have kind of the shroud of politics and the topical conversations you kind of want to get away from, that you're tired from the office or not? And again, I'm not somebody who's administered these surveys. By the way, don't discount on the NFL, Jeremy. The Dallas Cowboys had an off season. The Seattle Seahawks had an off season. The Green Bay Packers had an off season. Don't underestimate the value of the marquee tentpole teams in any league to drive viewerships. So I don't think it's a coincidence on a year where it was a small market like Jacksonville, which doesn't have any recognizable stars, versus Dallas, Green Bay, Seattle, the teams that casual fans get accustomed to seeing when the snow hits the ground and they tune in for casual viewership.
There's always Tom Brady, though.
There is always Tom Brady. He is ubiquitous. He is inextinguishable, yes.
What about overseas? You know, the NFL has famously tried to have these games in London, but the NBA is very popular around the world.
It is really popular around the world. China, obviously, is a satellite for the NBA that they've poured a lot of resources into in terms of academies, trying to harvest talent out of there. Obviously, I mean, distribution of your sport on television in China is always an interesting challenge, but the NBA's poured a lot into it. Stars like Kobe Bryant, recently retired in the last couple seasons, have huge footprints over there among the commercial audience. It's a game that's very popular globally. It is not soccer by any stretch, but it's getting to establish itself as a very close, I wouldn't say a close number two, but a number two within screaming distance.
Hmm. So if you were to give advice to the NFL, let's say that they have their Super Bowl ratings come out and they're down 5 to 10% from last year, what would you tell them? Is there something they can learn from the NBA?
I still think this is a celebrity culture and they need to do a better job of manufacturing superstars who just connect, who between games on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, people want to hear from. I think it's very much about what is going on between the actual three-hour games. Who are the magnetic superstars of the NFL right now? There aren't as many as there should be.
That's Kevin Arnovitz, sports writer for ESPN. Kevin, thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.
And you're listening to Here and Now.